Your LLM just hit the memory wall mid-conversation and forgot everything that happened 5 minutes ago. Welcome back to Exploring Next, episode 213. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boone. Today, we're diving into something that could fundamentally change how we deploy large language models in production.
Yeah, this MIT research on attention matching just dropped, and Izzo, it's solving the problem that's been quietly killing enterprise AI deployments.
The KV cache bottleneck. Boone, for anyone who hasn't felt this pain yet, break down what's actually happening here.
So every time an LLM generates a token, it stores the mathematical representation of every previous token, the keys and values, that's the KV cache. It's like the model's working memory.
And it just keeps growing.
Exactly. Linear growth with conversation length. I've seen enterprise deployments where a single legal contract analysis balloons to gigabytes of KV cache memory. It caps your concurrency, forces tiny batch sizes.
Right, so the current solutions are basically terrible. You either drop the old context, model forgets everything, or you summarize it, which is lossy as hell.
The paper tested summarization on dense medical records, and the accuracy dropped so low it matched the no context baseline. The model performed like it hadn't read the document at all.
Ouch. So what makes attention matching different?
They figured out the math to compress a KV cache without losing behavior. You need to preserve two properties, attention output and attention mass.
Hold on, attention mass?
Think of it as the mathematical weight each token carries relative to everything else in working memory. If you preserve both properties, the compressed memory behaves exactly like the original.
That's elegant. But how do they actually pull this off?
Here's the clever part. They generate reference queries as a proxy for the types of searches the model will likely perform. If compressed memory can answer these reference queries accurately, it'll handle real user questions.
So like a representative sample of what the model needs to remember.
Exactly. You know, they use techniques like repeat prefill, you know, telling the model to repeat the context, you know, or self-study prompts where it extracts key facts into JSON.
And then?
They pick the highest attention keys to preserve, then use algebraic techniques, ordinary least squares to calculate matching values with a bias term, no gradient-based optimization.
Wait, that's why it's fast. Previous methods, like cartridges, needed hours of GPU training per context.
Right? Attention matching processes, documents in seconds while achieving the same quality. They tested 50x compression on reading comprehension with zero accuracy loss.
50 times. That's not incremental, Boone. That changes the economics completely.
The medical records test was even more impressive. Dense 60,000 token patient data where summarization completely failed, but attention matching maintained accuracy.
Though you mentioned there's a trade-off with compression ratios?
Yeah, for highly information dense tasks, you need milder compression. But they also tested extreme scenarios. 200x compression by combining attention matching with summarization.
The online compaction experiment caught my eye. Tell me about that.
They capped the model's memory, and whenever it filled up, the system paused, compressed the KV cache by 50%, and let it continue. The model hit this wall 6 times while solving math problems.
And it still performed like it had unlimited memory, matched the unlimited memory baseline. It's like giving the model infinite working memory within finite hardware constraints. From a product perspective, this is huge for autonomous agents, multi-session customer support, anything that needs to maintain long context. What's the deployment reality? That's where it gets tricky. You need access to model weights. This won't work with closed APIs like OpenAI and integrating in